Bill, how you doing today?
Okay, Glenn, Mike, Steve, how's it going?
You know, we're doing all right.
Doing pretty well.
And we've had a lot of players say that they were pretty disappointed in the way that that one ended yesterday. You've had an opportunity to go back and look at the film, and there were some great moments, and there were some, you know, pretty bad moments. How do you take that one? How do you wrap that one up?
Pretty much like you said it there. We did some good things, and there were things at the beginning and the end of the game that weren't so good, but middle part of the game we did a lot of good things. So hopefully we can put it all together here this week against Washington and get 60 minutes of good football out there.
At one point, I remember you talking about the draft, and you said you can't factor in, or you try to factor in an improvement when you draft a guy. Some guys improve dramatically, like Tom Brady did, and some guys just kind of level off. When you look at Rob Gronkowski, who almost thought he had an NFL record yesterday for touchdown receptions, and they changed it to a rush. How has his level of improvement been in the NFL compared to what you thought it would be when you were looking at him as a draft prospect?
I think he's improved quite a bit in the year and a half, 2 years he's been here, and you think you kind of expected that. He missed his entire junior year. He sat out a year of football, and then last year was last training camp was sort of the first time he'd played in quite a while. So he's improved in a lot of things. I mean, he obviously has a lot of talent and a lot of great tools to work with, but he's worked hard, and he's improved his technique and understands the offense that we run, which has some complexities in it, especially at his position, tight end position, formation-wise, and his assignments and so forth. So, you know, he's done a good job, and I think he's improved and continues to improve.
You know, I'm sure you learn or discover things about your team as the season goes along. Did yesterday show you anything, or you learn anything from that, or is there some sort of teaching point that you're going to bring to your team after that game?
I think just what we said, we didn't have a very good start to the game, and once we kind of got going there, we put up a lot of points and didn't give up any, and then at the end we couldn't make a first down and couldn't stop them. So I think we all saw it. We need to be more consistent.
How does Nate Jones, you signed him on Wednesday, right? Is that when you signed him, I believe, middle of the week?
All right. Mm-hmm.
How does he come in on a Sunday and play 69 of the 73 defensive snaps out there?
Well, Nate's an experienced player, and he's a pretty smart guy. He's had a lot of experience playing at the position we played him at. So technique-wise and reads and all those kind of things, I think weren't as much of a learning curve for him. It was just the communication and the assignments and so forth of our defense. But I think he did a good job of getting on that, and some of the other players around him, like James Ahedebo and Mayo and guys like that, you know, with our communication, which was not as stressed as it usually is against the Colts because they ran quite a bit of huddle. But that communication was also enhanced by some of his teammates. So, but he did a solid job for us.
To that end, you see Slater in there at safety. I know he's has experience in college, and you know, initially I remember him in the preseason game with you guys playing on defense. How long has that been in the works? Is that something that you've been thinking about all
recent.
Season?
No, it's been pretty recent. He really hasn't worked there much all year, and then the last couple of weeks, just as we had some injuries at that position, he's gotten some snaps there, and we just felt like in this game that you know, that he would be able to do the things we wanted him to do back there, and we were anticipating a no-huddle game and that type of thing, so we weren't counting on being able to substitute in different packages or, you know, nickel and all that. So so he was ready to go on everything, and he played on everything.
Yeah, they were saying during the broadcast, I think Marv Albert said that, or maybe it was Gannon, one of the guys said that, you know, you have players who come to you and volunteer. You know, if you need me to play defense and I'm on offense, or vice versa, yeah, I'm more than willing to do it. Are you surprised by the number of guys who do that, and how frequently does that happen?
No, it happens every now and then. Yeah, with guys that, you know, have visions of doing things that they don't normally do, and how well they can do them. But I appreciate the effort and the willingness to do it, whatever is asked.
It's not exactly. It's not Brady, is
but,
it?
But I remember
exactly what position does Wilfork want to play on offense?
Yeah.
Right? But I remember Ty used to say it all the time, didn't he? Yeah, Ty was saying, "I could play receiver. I could do it."
Yeah, we got everybody. Everybody can kick. Everybody can rush the passer. Everybody can catch passes. Everybody can throw them. Oh, yeah.
How is it, though, that we hear a lot of times players talk about how complicated the system is and you need time to be able to work it out? And then we see some situations like this one with Slater, like the one I said with Jones, that he's here for 4 or 5 days, and you even admitted he played well in the course of the game. That guys were able to pick it up so quickly. Is it just a matter of some guys have a better football mind than others?
Well, of course, part of it is, yeah, the individual, but we didn't do everything that we could possibly do with some of those players. So, we did the things that we felt like they were ready to do and that they could do and they had practiced, and that's certainly not everything, but it's what it was for that game. And if they were to continue to play there, then, you know, maybe we would expand that a little bit going forward. But for yesterday's game, we did the things that we felt like they could do and that they had practiced and that we're confident in, and they did them.
The fourth quarter defensively, was it a single mistake repeated, or were there a series of mistakes that allowed Indianapolis to throw the ball as well as they did?
It was mainly, you know, some big plays that we gave up. There were some, you know, 5 and 7 yarders in there, mm-hmm. but it was the, you know, it was a couple of big ones that we gave up, and it was a combination of things. We didn't rush as well as we needed to. We didn't cover as well as we needed to. We maybe could have called things a little bit differently in a couple cases. So it was a combination of things.
It wasn't a matter of guys just taking it for granted that the game was over? Guys just relaxing a little bit?
No, I just don't think we did some things very well. And as I said, maybe a couple of the calls that we made, I'd say they probably could have been better calls than what we actually called on in those situations. So a couple I'd like to have back. I'm sure there's some plays that the players would like to have back, and plenty of things we can improve on.
We talked to Vince about finishing the game and trying to break it down into components, you know, finishing a play, finishing a quarter, finishing the half. I got to imagine that's a point of emphasis with your team.
Well, it always is. It always is. You always want to get off to a good start, and you always want to, score on your first drive, get the ball back for the offense defensively, make an impact play in the kicking game to set the tone, and then you want to play for 60 minutes, and you want to finish strong. You want to, last time you have the ball offensively, you want to run out the clock, and defensively you want to take it away. So that's, you know, deep in special teams comes down a lot of times to situation football at the end of the game, like it did yesterday, where you have to recover an onside kick or protect for the punter and if you have to punt the ball at the end or kick a field goal, whatever it is. So those are things we talk about and work on all the time. I mean, there's nothing new there. I think the big thing is we just got to do a better job of it, but it's not any different emphasis or strategy than what it normally is. You work on all those things. You're ahead at the end of the game, you're behind, kicking situations and so forth.
There was a clip from one of your press conferences last week that was played pretty frequently where you pointed out that Mathis is an impact player, and Freeney and Garcon and Wayne, hey, you know, how can you take these guys lightly? I'm wondering, was it a concern of yours that the players would think on their own, hey, it's an 0-11 team, we should be okay? Or was it a concern that they would listen to people in the media who said, 21-point favorites and they should have an easy time? Is that something you were worried about or concerned about?
Well, I don't think we approached the Indianapolis game any differently than any other game. The records, I mean, we never really talk about records. That, you know, what difference does it make what some team did last week against some other team? What matters is how we do against them. And the matchups are all different, so I don't think that's really that we never talk about that. So I don't think it's about what somebody did or didn't do. It's what their strengths and weaknesses are, how you match up against them, what your game plan is, and how well you can execute it. And then during the game, how well you can adjust to what they're doing. So we try to be consistent about that every week. And because it's different every week, and the preparation is the same, the process is the same, but the actual matchups are different. We try to highlight those because that's really what the game is. So, you know, who they played against somebody else, I mean, great. You know, we can study it. We can learn from it. But those players are different than our players. So the matchups are always different.
Do you ever at this time of the season obviously you're going out to win every single game, but do you take the opportunity with the end of the season to maybe experiment a little bit, different options, trying guys in different situations a little bit to find out what you might need come a playoff time if you lose a player or you need to put somebody in a different position that they've been in all season long?
I wouldn't say that, no. I wouldn't say that. We're out there, we're trying to win every game. We put a lot into each week, and we take a lot of pride in our performance every week, and we want to go out there and play well and win. And that's really what we're here for. So I think if you feel like there's a way that you can improve your team, then you do it, and that may be not every single play, but maybe you just do it on a basis where you want to see whether or not a certain scheme or a certain player or a certain group of players or combination can give you something, and that may be helpful later on, but the reason why we're doing it is because we think it has merit and value for that particular game.
How did Devin McCourty play in his first game back?
I thought Devin did some good things, and there's certainly some things that he could do better, but as a team, we in the middle stretch of the game, we had a lot of positive things going on for us, and then at the end of the game, not so much.
We've talked before about how a guy like Vince Wilfork can go through a game and have maybe one or two tackles and still play a great game. Yesterday, he ended up with 10 tackles and a sack. Did you see anything different that he was doing or that Indy was doing to produce those kind of stats?
He had a tremendous game. Mm-hmm. I thought he just had a tremendous game. He rushed the passer well. He defended the run well. We had him in a lot of different spots. Sometimes he was on the tackle, sometimes on the guard, sometimes on the center. He did different things, but he was very effective in all of them and got off blocks well, tackled well, made some good hard, solid tackles, big hits and hit the runners, and rushed the quarterback well. Was really aware and had a great anticipation on several plays. He was able to very quickly recognize them and get to the ball. So I thought it was an outstanding game.
And on the other side of the ball, McDonald, the center, basically, how did he step in and play?
I thought Nick did a good job. I really did. I thought he did a really good job. He hasn't had a lot of opportunities with Brady and Mankins and Brian Waters and those guys that he was playing, right in the middle of yesterday. Even though he's been with us for a while and it's taken a lot of snaps, it hasn't been with that group. And, as there's a lot of feel and trust in those guys of everybody kind of seeing the same thing and doing the right thing and knowing where your teammates are going to be and so forth. But I thought he really really stepped up, played well, and blocked well, birdie well, pass block. We had some different cadences and so forth that we wanted to try to keep Freeney and Mathis and those guys from getting a big jump on the snap and that type of thing. So that was involved. But I thought, all things considered, he really did a nice job yesterday for us.
It's interesting when you watch around the league, you see backup centers come in there, and teams have a lot of problem in that first game, and yet you're on your fourth right now, right?
This is our fourth center.
Wow, which is pretty amazing. And yet there were no real follow-ups yesterday. I heard Brady say that this morning, that he really had to change the cadence during the course of the game, and a lot of times you think that messes them up. Fourth center, wow.
Well, we're fortunate that we've had some players step in there and do a good job for us, and hopefully we'll be getting some of these guys back. But of course Dante and the rest of the offensive linemen, in terms of the communication and overall execution out there on the field, that they're all working together and they do a good job helping each other out and communicating with each other, because all five of those guys are linked on every play in terms of their assignments and the responsibilities as an entire unit, not just individually. So they really did a good job of making it work.
Speaking of Brady, what went into the decision of taking him out of the game and then putting him back in that last minute or last 40 seconds?
To kneel on the ball?
Yeah.
I don't know. Not much.
So you had Hoyer in it. Why couldn't Hoyer do it?
He probably could have. I think Hoyer could have kneeled on the ball.
Did Brady box him out? Brady said, "I'm going in."
Yeah, maybe.
I'm taking care of this. I don't want any Joe Posarczyk situations.
He doesn't have too far to walk to shake hands after the game.
Yeah.
Field,
yeah.
So. Can I ask you a little philosophical question with football? Has the league changed so much that that defenses aren't as relevant as they used to be? I mean, the two of the better, you and Green Bay are you know, two of the better teams in the league, and your defenses are letting up a lot of yards.
31 and 32 overall.
Has the game changed much, or is it it's just offense has gotten that much better?
Yeah, well, I don't know. You know, I'm probably not the right person to talk to about the whole league because I really haven't seen everybody play a lot. You know, I focused on, obviously, our team and our opponents and some of the teams that overlap, but I certainly haven't seen them all play and haven't studied the ones that we don't play in a lot of detail. So I don't know that I have a good answer to that. I just know that as far as our team goes, that we need to get better in all the things that we're doing, offense, defense, and special teams, that we need to strive to get better in every area. And we're doing that this week, and we'll continue to do that through all of our remaining games and opportunities and practice. And I think that's really the key to, you know, to our season right now is you know, how much we can improve in our remaining opportunities and what level we can get to.
One of those remaining opportunities is against Washington. And I remember you telling me a while ago that Mike Shanahan, there's nothing really predictable about his play calling. You think he's going to do this, he's going to do that. He did that in a previous game, he's going to do it here. Do you still see that with – I know they're struggling in terms of their record, but do you still see that pattern?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Mike does a great job with formations. He always makes it difficult on defenses to adjust to his formations. He changes them, you know, for things that are kind of he can see as are going to be a problem for you, and they usually are. So he moves his personnel around and shifts and motions and sets up things to really stress what you're doing defensively, and they have a great complement of plays, their running game, their play action game, so if you're stopping one, you're probably not stopping the other, that type of thing. And he does a very good job of that. He's an excellent coach, good play caller, and a hard, you know, they're always hard to match up against because he gives you so many different things. You prepare for a lot of things going into the game, and then what you actually get in the game is some combination of things that, you know, puts a lot of stress on your defensive adjustments.
They've done a good job against the pass. What's the strength over there?
Well, they got two real good pass rushers on the outside with Kerrigan and Arakpo. They've got good coverage people like D'Angelo Hall, Josh Wilson, Laron Landry, of course Fletcher. Their inside linebacker makes a ton of plays both in the running game and the passing game. He's a good pass defender. So, Jim Howell's done a good job with that defense. They're physical. They have a good package of pressure and coverage and like I said, their outside linebackers are, you know, I mean, we're seeing several of them now. You know, it's Freeney and Mathis this week. It's those two guys next week, and you know, and Denver's got a couple of them too. So you know, we're seeing good people on the end of the line on the formations, and those are always problems for the outside running game and pass protection.
It's amazing. London Fletcher is still a really good player in this league.
Yeah, he's really productive.
London Fletcher,
ageless.
I know,
wow.
But it seems like he has about 20 tackles every game.
Yeah,
I mean,
an undersized guy. You know, that just is unbelievable.
He's very instinctive, and you know, it's kind of like Zach Thomas.
Yeah.
When he was at Miami, it seemed like Zach Thomas made every tackle. I know he didn't, but it seemed that way. And Fletcher's like that too. It seems like he makes every single tackle.
Yeah.
Also, seems like he's on every team you're playing. I mean, like playing Washington, here comes London. Well, playing the Rams, here comes the Bills. There's London Fletcher again. He's all over the place.
Yep. Have you seen over the years when you're playing late in the season a team that doesn't have much hope for playoffs or is out of the race, that they kind of throw caution to the wind, maybe offensively and defensively in terms of their play callings? Have you seen that in the past years? Teams will do that.
Sure, I think you definitely have to be. You got to be aware of that. You got to be ready for it. You know, teams that are willing to do anything. Those are dangerous teams. You know, they can blitz, they can onside kick, they can fake punt, they can run gadget plays on offense and try to do something creative and aggressive to make something happen. You got to be alert. And of course, you try to be alert for them all the time. It's not anything we ever don't try to be ready for. But you're right. Whether it be a record or certain situations could be, you'd be more prone to see those than normal. Got to be ready for them.
Speaking of got to be ready, Bill, you got to be ready for the coach's question of the week brought to you by.
I'm ready.
You ready? Oh, you don't know what's coming here. Brought to you by Lexus of Watertown. This week's question comes from Brian Woodward of Gainesville, Florida. This thing has gone national.
They're tough in Florida.
Brian asks, with young coaches, do you feel it is more beneficial for their long-term development to work with a variety of positions on both sides of the ball, or would you rather them focus on a single position on one side of the ball and gain experience that way?
Oh, I think the more varied experiences are very valuable and gives you a more appreciation for not only the game but also the perspective of those players and the personality of those players. And you know, we've all been around a lot of players, but there's a different personality between offensive linemen and receivers and defensive linemen and quarterbacks and kickers and linebackers. I mean, that's just – and that's the one thing about football. It brings together not only a lot of different skill. You know, you got the 300-pound guys. You got the 190-pound guys. You got guys from the north, south, east, west. I mean, you name it. And it all – in pro football. I know college and high school football is more regionalized, but you have a lot of, you have a mix of a lot of different types of people, athletes, and really a lot of times attitudes. And being, and that was what really, I think, one of my most valuable experiences was coaching special teams for many years, where you actually work with every single guy on the team, except for usually the quarterbacks. They're usually not involved in the kicking game, but everybody else. And it's not only working with the individuals, but also the kind of the mentality or the type of players that play various positions on football teams. So I think the more of that you can do, the in the long run, those experiences are valuable. Not that specializing in one spot and being good at that isn't good, but I think for career development, you know, having a handle on all phases of the game is great.
How about that, Brian? That question gives you a $100 gift certificate to Sports Authority. The coach's question of the week is presented by Lexus of Watertown. And the December to Remember sales event, submit your question for the coach at weei.com/coach. Weekly winners will receive a $100 gift certificate. The Sports Authority. How about that?
I heard they wired,
$100.
I heard they wired you up for NFL Network again this week.
They did.
How you feel about that?
I'm pretty excited.
Do you actually realize it during the game? Are you conscious of it at all?
Not really.
No,
not really.
Language doesn't change. No. It's just pretty much the same.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It's probably not. Yeah. Thank God it's not live.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
That's right.
It's taped Wednesday night, 9:30. Sound effects.
You going to watch it?
NFL Network.
You got DVR? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be right at the top of my list.
He'll be watching Redskin film. That's what he'll be watching. All right, Bill, have a great week, and we'll see you Monday after the Skins game.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Coach.
Bill Belichick right here on Patriots Monday in the Big Show. Right back at you right after this.